From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from Shannon Cox, Executive Director of the Peoria Art Guild. Shannon joins us to talk about how you can experience art through classes and the current member show at the Art Guild. Shannon, welcome back to Out and About.
Thanks for having me.
So Shannon, tell us about this exciting new project that you have taken on to capture the current member show and share it with people prior to your doors reopening.
Yeah, so I, having this COVID-19 situation has made us all think outside of the box, and I started exploring virtual opportunities, and I had a meeting with Andrew Nwai, a Zoom meeting of the Greater Peoria Development Council, and he had sent me a link of something similar to this, which I just thought was the coolest thing. So I reached out to Raphael Rudolphi from Video Genique here in Peoria and asked him if he would help me to try to make this happen, because our members, this is one of the perks of being a member of the Art Guild, is for us to be able to display their work, and it was sad that it happened at this time and we weren't going to be able to have people in. So Raphael came over after we got this show set and took some photographs, did the 360 photograph. And then we worked together because it was new to him too. So it was a fun experiment for both of us to make this virtual gallery work so that it could go out to a wider audience. And we could actually, reach more people than we could in the regular gallery.
Yeah, what I love about the show is that it ranges so much in terms of the different types of works that are on display. You've got fiber art, you've got bead work, you have sculpture. I mean, there's just such a wide range of what your artists do. And I understand that there's also a People's Choice Award that goes out from this. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so every year when we have our members exhibit, we have awards that are given to best of show, honorable mention, and we always do a People Choice, which people vote for at First Friday. But we can do that. So we created a Survey Monkey, and it's out on our Facebook right now, and it was sent out on our newsletter. So you can actually view this gallery exhibit online and then go to the Survey Monkey and vote for your favorite so that we can award the People's Choice prize money.
And as you said, this exhibit, it's actually been on the walls at the Art Guild for some time now, because you're actually getting ready to in the near future to switch this out and bring in the next exhibit. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Morgan Elzer is coming to exhibit with us. She is a local artist from Delavan, has been around the art scene in Central Illinois for a long time. She does some really, really cool assemblage. Her show is called Assemblage Joy. She takes a lot of found objects and assembles them into these really cool sculptures. And so we are going to be showing her work coming up. We will not be having a First Friday this month in June. However, we will I'm probably going to go ahead and do a video with the twins and talk to Morgan, like we did Steph Van Doren. But I am also going to try to do a virtual experience like this too. I really want to do this for all of our shows.
When you refer to the twins, you're referring to John and Jeff Heinzman, who do quite a bit of collaborating with you at the Art Guild.
Yeah. Yes, they do. They are a big part of what happens here at the Guild. They're always reaching out and helping in so many ways and hanging our shows. And it's a blessing to have them here.
You also have a new programs director, Nikki Wheeler. Can you tell us about some of the things that she is preparing as we look towards the summer months?
Yeah, so Nikki, we hired just before everything happened and with the COVID-19, and we had brought her on board, and then we couldn't come to work. So we've been working with her, and she has explored some new options with a program called Schoology, where we have offered some free courses. We had a color class, and we also had a handbag. She's a fiber artist, and so you could go on and register for that class, and then after you register, she sends you a link, and then you can do that class at your leisure, whatever time or whenever you want. Then we've had, gosh, over 100 people sign up for those classes, and so that's kind of fun. And then also, she's worked on some videos that she's done online to with especially for like kids projects. And then Nikki is actually starting June 9th. We are going to open the gallery up under the new regulations. And Nikki's going to start. We had to ramp our classes down and cancel them. So we need to get those made up for those students that were already enrolled. So, we're going to do them just a few students at a time if they're willing to come and under the new guidelines and get them all caught up and then start working forward into July and hopefully ramping back up to a new normal.
Shannon, you have done a brilliant job really moving forward into this virtual world to connect audiences, and it sounds like you really have expanded your reach, the number of people that you're engaging. How do you think people who even have been at the Peoria Art Guild in the past, how do you think they're going to respond now that they've had to take a break from experiencing art in person? How do you think they're going to react when they come back through the doors of the gallery?
I'm hoping they bounce back better than ever. I really am. I think we will, and hopefully we will get back to that because we have such a fun time here. And I mean, I think back on some of our first Fridays where there's so many people here interacting and loving the art, and so I hope and pray we get there. I know that the people that do come and hang out with us, they always have a good time. So hopefully that will happen again soon.
That was Shannon Cox of the Peoria Art Guild. You can learn more about classes offered at the Guild, as well as the current 2020 member show by visiting peoriaartguild.org. And be sure to vote for your favorite. Thank you so much for joining us today, Shannon.
Thank you.
Also happening this weekend, you can enjoy the music of Edward David Anderson, Julius Adams, Sarah Kwa, Leah Marlene, and the Mary Jo Curry Band during the final concert of WCBU and WGLT's Stay at Home Concert Series. The Facebook YouTube concert is presented by SEPQ and will take place tomorrow night, Saturday, May 30th at 7 p.m. You've been listening to a special at-home edition of Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.